I'd like to call a meeting to order, please. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is a special meeting. It's 4 o'clock, July 9th, on the Maple Grove Cemetery. What it's about is, as everyone I'm sure is aware, we're asking for a .6 of a mill for our township cemetery to maintain and to bring back into kind of some type of order, both on the land side and the tree, shrubbery, everything else. Shelley has received, over the last few years, several calls in about the way we're taking care of the cemetery. I guess I'd like to just take a moment and explain why this is happening this way and what is really the reason for it. Elk Rapids Township collects 0.966 mills a year total to work for our budget. We really don't have a line item for the cemetery. We've been spending somewhere in the area of $30,000 to $40,000 a year as it stands. And that's what we've been spending out of just general fund. We won't be able to increase that number because we can't increase our millage. And actually, due to the Headley rollback, our millage was 1 mil, and it's rolled back over the years down to 0.966. So you can probably see now with appreciation of property values, it does offset some. So it kind of is a wash. But the bottom of the line is that we don't have the extra monies to do the things that we think need to be done in the cemetery. We've realized that we've got war veterans back as far as the Civil War and all the way up through the last wars. There's probably a little over 450 war veterans out there now. We just realized that with the Memorial Day weekend. But what we are asking for is to be able to bring the cemetery into some type of orderly manner, meaning shrubberies, trees being either removed or cleaned up. In some cases, just as of yesterday, we had another large tree come down just because they're rotten. There's probably at least another dozen to 20 trees out there that need to be addressed. There's shrubbery growing here and there that needs to be taken care of. There's headstones that are not straight that need to be straightened and put in a proper manner. Most of our sites are very uneven, meaning there's these big slumps as you go across the cemetery. I think anyone that's been out there will know that. Our cemetery is almost 20 acres in size. It's a large cemetery. We have a perpetual care fund, which really means that when you bought a site, you put a dollar in, and that was supposed to take care of this cemetery for the rest of its life. I think right now our perpetual care is just a little under 50,000 or 60?
59,000.
We have taken some of that money over the last couple of years to do some major repairs, such as trying to correct some of the headstones, and we did try to correct some of the sites. What we're asking for is to try to bring the cemetery up to a spec that will be easier to maintain. It'll certainly look better. We're not asking to build any buildings, buy any property, or do anything else. It's just going to be simply total maintenance on the site. We've asked Performance Engineering to work up what they felt was a basic plan to address these issues. I think anyone that's been at the cemetery knows what we're all talking about. And of course, we've tried to encourage other people to go out and visit the cemetery and look at what we're talking about. Performance started out with a goal of trying to get the cemetery to where it would be a manageable state and maintained easier. As we all know, if we don't have a summer with a lot of rain, it looks pretty brown by middle of June, first of July. So we did ask them to look at the opportunity or the possibility of putting in irrigation so that we could maintain some type of grass and maybe keep the weeds to a lesser amount because we'd be able to control them through herbicides. So at this point in our meeting, and this is just an informational meeting only, we've asked people to come in that had concerns and questions to come and listen and ask questions, and so we can try to explain what this is about. We realize it's a lot of money. 0.6 tenths of a mil over 10 years. It will have a limit. The 10 years when it runs out, it either have to be renewed or it wouldn't be taxed any longer. The millage itself will only be able to be spent for the cemetery, similar to road millages. So it's not like we're going to be able to go anywhere else with the money. It has to be spent in the cemetery. It is a township cemetery. We don't allow anyone from outside the township to buy property there at this point. So it is a small group of folks, and we realize that. So at this time, I'd like to introduce Performance Engineering. At the very end is Brad Muma. Next to him is Aaron Nordum. And for the rest of you folks, maybe you all know who everyone is, I'll just do a quick introduction. Our attorney is Bill Derman, Carolyn Bowles. She works in the cemetery quite a bit of the time. You'll see her a lot out there. Shelley Boysbert, our clerk. Mike Szymanski, our treasurer. Aaron Eisenhart is a trustee. And Dick Holtz is our other trustee. So as a board, we've gotten behind this, and we're just asking the folks to try to come in and support this. So at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Performance, and we will take questions at the end, but if you would allow Performance to go through the process of explaining what each part of this is, we respect that, because I think we can answer a lot of the questions before or by the end of this whole process. So if you'll give them a chance, then we'll take questions at the end of the presentation.
Do you want the lights off?
Yeah, it might be a little helpful to get a little more clarity on there. Okay, so as Dorrance pointed out, kind of the primary driver behind this is depicted here. You can see how the amount of money the township's spending on the cemetery over the last 5 years just keeps growing. And, you know, as they pointed out, this isn't growing because they're doing new things out there. They're basically just trying to take care of what they've got through maintenance of, you know, trees and the grass and all this kind of basic care of the cemetery. So unfortunately, as he also pointed out, there's no other revenue source besides the general funds to pay for this. So what we're looking at is how do you take what you have today and make it a more consistent, manageable, ongoing maintenance cost. So if you look at this playing out over time, we didn't take the same trajectory that it's on now. We basically assumed a 2% inflation rate, and the township's going to spend, you know, close to $500,000 on this over the next 10 years, which is the period that we're talking about for this millage. Whether you do just what you're doing today, just trying to keep up with what you got. So you're going to spend a lot of money on the cemetery. So what we're trying to figure out is how could you do something better than just carrying on with what you got going on today? So with the existing budget, what you're doing is you're continuing basic mowing, access to these watering points. You're doing tree maintenance as funds allow. You're kind of doing a reactive maintenance approach. When things go wrong, you go out and you go fix them. If you have the money to do it, you kind of make do with what you got. But there's no real plan for improving the conditions of the terrain out there. There's no plan for maintaining headstones. There's no plan for irrigation out there. And there's no plan to address what happens when the limited space within the cemetery is filled up. This is the only property you have for a cemetery. So at that point, you're either looking to purchase more property or, I guess, some other plan. So the final thing here is, you know, we've got records on the cemetery that go back, you know, 100 years, and there are difficulties in trying to reconcile the records that you see over there on paper with, you know, the township is taking a step migrating forward into a more electronic database, but there's still some discrepancy between the records that we have and what you actually find out in the cemetery. So on the current plan, you just continue to deal with these discrepancies as they come up. So what we're talking about trying to do with this millage is provide irrigation so that you can have a better vegetative surface out there and maintain it. We would look at doing some very basic level of landscape improvements, which it primarily centers around leveling things out so that people with mobility issues and, you know, moving within the site is a little easier than the kind of up and downs you have out there today. We're trying to make a significant effort to maintain the headstones and get those straightened out the best we can with whatever money we have to do that with in the millage. We're looking at creating a columbarium area, which is for interment of cremation remains. It's a more compact way to be able to take care of cremation remains. And then get some field mapping and reconcile records so that we have all that organized for the future. And then basically, once we finish through this, you have the cemetery to a point where you have a more predictable, more reliable, ongoing maintenance cost that you could use to budget down the road. So the basic elements of the millage proposal, there's five things we're trying to do. In the first step, it's a records and mapping. The second step is irrigation. The third step is the landscape and terrain improvements. The fourth step is GIS and database management. And then the final one is the columbarium area. And the following slides will kind of break these down for you. So in the mapping and records, there's $100,000 allocated to this item. What this is going to do is we're going to get we're going to try to go from this, which is we have a paper map of the cemetery and all the plots on it, which if you look at the aerial view, you know, it pretty well correlates to what you'd expect. And the way that things are mapped out there today, if there's a burial request, it has to come through to Shelley, and then she'll go through, find plot numbers, and then maybe if you just kind of explain, Shelley, how it goes from here when you get a request.
When we get a request, we have maps with names on it as they come through, or when someone purchases a space on the cemetery, we have burial cards that we keep. So if someone comes and they say, my grandmother has a plot in the cemetery, can you help us find it? We'll go through the books to try to find it, and we now have software that we can find that. But to find it out in the cemetery, Carolyn and I will go out there with a copy of our maps and look for names on the headstones, and we've got a general area, but there's not numbers out there anymore. I mean, this was put in, like we said, you know, 100 so years ago, so the sites aren't marked anymore. There used to be ceramic numbers, and we'd be able to find our way a little bit. But so right now what you've got is Carolyn and I going out there with a measuring tape and finding names of current people in there and pacing off what we know should be the spot, and then we mark it for burial and mark it for people that are looking. So it's pretty archaic, and actually I've called us a Laurel and Hardy routine when we're out there doing that. Two ladies with a map and a measuring tape trying to, you know, find something, and that's not good when you have a family that's waiting and wanting to bury a loved one. So we need a little bit more direction out there. This will help.
Right. And that's a key component to this too. So here's another view of the current mapping system. You can see how when they go out, they'll have the names and the general area identified. So what we're talking about, the big part of this budget is that we're going to have a company come in that would do like a ground penetrating radar so that we can find where the actual burials are, correlate that back to the records that we have on paper, and then get the mapping and the actual field data to be consistent. So there's a way to get this organized and move it forward.
Before you go on, a lot of the people in the audience here that do have spaces or family in the cemetery, you're in the new section, so we know where you are. Ground penetrating radar isn't necessary for that. The other half of the cemetery, or three quarters of the cemetery, where, you know, Alfred Dunham bought a whole 10 sites and there's two names there, we don't really know how many people are buried on his sites. We found that there's other family members buried and there's no headstone, and a lot of cases like that because it's so old, and we're running out of space. So this ground penetrating radar will help us decide that, yes, there's only two people on this whole plot that can fit eight people. We'll go through the legal process of contacting any members of that family left to see if we can resell some of those plots and have spaces available for township residents to go into. But it's not the new section that we're having issues with. It's the whole rest of the cemetery that we really do need to do some penetrating radar to find out what's actually down there.
So once the mapping and the records are correlated, then we'd be able to go on and do an assessment of what the most economical way to get a water source to the cemetery would be, and design an irrigation system to get some water out there. And that item is $250,000. So as you can see here, and as Dorrance alluded to also, without irrigation in there, you have a pretty sandy site, and so the grass browns out, gets stressed in the summer, and, you know, kind of looks like this. So the irrigation would allow two things. One, it would keep a more consistent, greener lawn look out there, and two, it would let us grow this grass in less of a layer of topsoil, and that'll be key, as you'll see in a future slide here. So what we're trying to do is, break the cemetery up into zones, have large heads that spray a wide coverage area, and get everything watered to a more uniform look to the cemetery. The next phase of it is the landscaping and restoration. And as you see here, this is the big part of the budget at $600,000. And the bulk of this is really to just get an inch of topsoil in there after we've kind of regraded and leveled the site out as kind of the minimum level we need to support a lawn that can handle that in conjunction with irrigation. If you don't do the irrigation, an inch of topsoil probably won't be that effective out there.
Well, yeah, with an expense on an inch of topsoil, you normally would use, 3 inches?
Right. Typically, for a lawn, you try to get about 3 inches of topsoil out there.
So you're really minimizing it. With no water, it isn't going to
right, work at all. Right. All of this is kind of tied to having the irrigation to support it. Yep. So the existing lawn surface, as we've touched upon, you know, there's been a history of burials out there. Things get disturbed, get put back, and you can just see that the terrain is rough and can be difficult for people to navigate on, especially people that have mobility issues. So the primary goal that we're trying to do is get this kind of leveled back out, make it a little smoother, and just get a lawn back reestablished. Part of this budget item too would include taking the existing access road system, and, you know, once we have the mapping and we know where sites are and we can kind of reorient the roads, get them brought up to a more gravel surface. Some of them are getting grown in with grass and aren't as accessible as they could be. The next item on there is this GIS and database management. We put it in there. You can see we've only allocated $15,000 to it. The idea behind this is once you've gone through the effort to get the mapping and your records correlated and all of this, you have a bunch of information that can be used for other people who have interests in, like, genealogy and, you know, research of that sort. And some portion of this could be available through, like, third-party websites that do searching for finding loved ones in cemeteries. So some of this can be driven by, you know, the public outside of spending township resources on it. So the township part of this is basically taking the data they've already paid for and allocating some time on behalf of the township to be able to make parts of it accessible to the public down the road. As you can see here, nowadays there's a lot of applications that people use on their cell phones that integrate into GIS and mapping systems. This is where we think that people could benefit from being able to utilize the information that the township develops through these third-party websites to be able to, you know, basically get directed to within a few feet of the gravesite you're looking for. And this is, as we were saying, a pretty low investment on the township's part to be able to make this accessible. The final item in here is $198,000 allocated to a columbarium area. As I said, the columbarium area is basically for the interment of cremation remains. And what we're talking about is, you may have seen these before, they're little little small vaults in there that you can purchase. Right now, the township doesn't have any way to handle this besides subdividing an actual grave site, correct? Mm-hmm. And so you take a grave site, and how many cremations can you do in it?
Well, we only do that if the person has bought the whole grave site. They can put their own cremains in there, and we can fit up to 4 urns, sometimes more than that if you're digging it in levels. But I've said 4 sets of cremains along one grave site if you own that. And right now someone may come and say, I would like to be buried on top of my father. And so we can bury their cremains on top of a vault. But down the line, I mean, cremation has become a lot more usual than it was in the past. So something like this, where we could sell the vaults even to families where they could do their cremains, that would help us because we run out of land. Our cemetery is almost full. So something like that allows them to still have their cremains and their family together, but it's in more of a vault like that.
So what we're talking about here in the millage proposal is something fairly basic like this. They're kind of a freestanding unit with faces on each side. Something like this holds about 50 to 60 remains in it. And the idea here is it would be expandable. So you buy one unit, you kind of wait till it builds out or gets sold off to a point before you invest in the next set of units.
Well, the nice thing about that, it appears anyways, it'll be a very low maintenance part of the process. You won't have to maintain it to the level we do.
Correct. If you think of 50 or 60, what would have been burials in the footprint of that, you've really cut your maintenance way down. And you're providing a service that's more and more in demand for people. You know, the cost of caskets and burials and all these things keep going up. And this is a more cost-effective way that people are choosing to handle that. So at this point in time, what we're kind of proposing is that the columbarium area would be off kind of in the back of the cemetery there. Level off a spot down here, and you start off with just one. And then, you know, as that one sold out, you could put a second or a third, you know, it would be up to the township to decide at what pace they got installed and how you're going to fund them down the road. But in the budget for the millage, we're proposing to get you 2 of them in there to start. One kind of halfway through the 10 years and one kind of towards the end.
Well, the idea is they should self-fund or at least allow to buy the next one and maintain the others, correct?
That's the idea. They would be priced at a point where the money you collect from one pays for the next one that you're going to buy. Yep. So, of course, in this scenario, too, you have 10 years of operating costs during the period that the millage is active. And what we're predicting is the current cost at about $44,000 annually, which is a slight increase from what you're doing today. But basically, you'll have mowing, the landscape maintenance, the irrigation, some money for tree maintenance. We're talking about some money allocated to site identifications and markings, like Shelley alluded to there, kind of reestablishing field control in there that the township can use for finding sites. And then some money allocated to records and just ongoing administrative type costs. So the bottom line for the millage revenue, if you took today's millage rate, you're talking about collecting about 1.784805 in revenue over the 10 years, if it didn't grow in value, which we know is conservative. The total cost of the project is 1.22 million. You've got 481,000 in 10 years of O&M. So you've got about $80,000 unallocated in here that could be a contingency for it. So that's essentially how we're proposing that the millage money would be spent. There's nothing in here that's, you know, as the township indicated, no, there's no new land, there's no new items of any sort except for a columbarium system. Other than that, we're just trying to take care of what we got and make it more consistent going forward. So that's the information that we have for you.
And with this project, would you go through kind of how you would foresee it going, working out time-wise, what the time frame might be as far as the project itself?
Yeah, so the first year would essentially be on the records and the mapping to make sure that what you design in the future phases doesn't interfere with what you actually have within the cemetery. So you'd go through that mapping and record keeping during the first year. During the second year, you'd be installing your irrigation system, doing kind of the landscaping and land leveling activities, addressing the headstones. And then in the third year, you could go into trying to essentially, in the third year, you don't have a whole lot of new outlay. You're trying to catch up a little bit. Fourth year, you may put in your first columbarium unit. Then you catch up on funds, and then towards the end of the millage, you put in the last columbarium unit.
But you would, the process would be you would go in and do the ground testing and everything, and then start the, you'd do it probably in sections, maybe over a 2 or 3 year period, and we'd have to bond part of it.
Right. The idea in here is that in order to get the project going and utilize today's dollar, you would have about $1 million of this rolled into one project cost that would be bonded, and that money takes care of getting you these items, the mapping, the landscaping, the irrigation, and all that stuff done in the first couple of years, so you don't have to wait to the end of 10 years before you do anything within the cemetery. So all those financing costs, all that stuff is rolled into that total project cost.
Does the board have any questions?
No.
I guess we can open it up to the audience if there's any questions. We'd prefer it if you'd come up to the microphone. Just state your name, please.
I do have the packet that Aaron was showing up there, and if anybody before you leave would like a copy of that, I'll be happy to make that for you so that you can see, you know, hear what we're talking about, and you can have something to go by. So just let me know and I'll make packets.
The other part of the, go ahead, sir. No, go ahead.
I'm Jim Quiggle. I live on 7595 Karen Highway, seasonal. Do we know what portion of these millages are burdened on people that don't vote up here, that have high value property, fortunate enough to have high value property on the lakes? And really, you know, these millages, of course, they just kind of set me off. This and the farmland one out here, that there's an inordinate burden to me on people. It's not fair and it's not right in some of these cases to put millages on folks that can't vote to pay for something that really should, to me, should be taken care of in another way. So it's kind of a general comment, but do we know, you know, because there are a bunch of us that can't vote up here. We're not residents, but we certainly pay a huge amount of tax. I wish we could vote in two places when you're paying taxes in two places other than for residents. But do we kind of know anything like that? You might not, but you may have a pretty good idea. But it's quite a burden, and this, and the 0.6, and the 1 mil, and the farmland preservation deal. You know, it's just, you know, not something I look forward to in another 10 years, and I hand it off to a...
No, I understand. Yeah. We don't, to my knowledge, unless, Mike, you know of something.
I would say it's pretty much like 40, 60.
Okay. Yeah, that figure's got to be...
I know it's not half. But it's pretty close.
And I do understand when we ask for a millage. I respect what you're saying. I, too, pay a lot of property taxes, and it is a burden. And I certainly hate to see it wasted. I guess it depends on how you want to look at your community. I mean, if you're here, you know, I've lived here my whole life, so I've probably got a little more of an attachment to it than maybe yourself. So that's probably our difference, but... Taxes are a big issue to me, I can assure you.
Yeah, we've got our place in 65, so we've got a lot of, and you know, really respect the area, but it's, you know,
I understand.
It's just
Is there any other comments or questions? Sure.
Please.
Please.
And, actually, I just have a question. Is there somebody that has been in charge, a sexton, is that what they call him, over the last decades? Is there someone that has been the manager of the cemetery?
The sexton was Adam Schuler, and he was sexton for several years, and he retired. And we did advertise for another sexton and did not get a good response for what we were looking for. And the sexton only got paid $2,500 for the year for what he did out there, and so it's kind of fallen to the clerk to take over that. So no, we don't have a sexton at this time.
So your sexton didn't keep track of the plots and all that? I'm kind of confused of what is the role of a sexton then, because he didn't get paid a lot, he didn't do anything?
That's not at all what
okay,
I
what was
mean.
What was his role?
That was his role. He did take care of the plots. Okay. He did document everything. And if you look through some of our books, that's really another one of the issues, is that over the years you have different people keeping records, kind of keeping them the way that they would rather keep them. So when we say it's hard to find what's going on out there, it's really nothing to do with the records so much as it is with the markings in the cemetery to try to find that.
Okay. And then I have another question. Seeing as how it's kind of a historical cemetery as far as the age of it, is this something that would be warranted as far as any kind of a grant or anything like that? Has anybody looked into the information as far as, I'm certain the golf course got a grant. Is this something that anyone has looked into or money that can be founded through some kind of grant program or veteran program or AMVETS or anything of that sort?
We have, Shelley and I both have talked to a representative in accordance to our military that's out there. There is some monies if it's a federally owned cemetery. You can apply for some stuff there. But to our knowledge right now, there's no grants for a township cemetery as it stands.
Okay, and seeing as how it is actually owned by the township, how much of their responsibility is to maintain it as opposed to paying for an outside lawn maintenance person, company?
Well, honestly, the level of care we're giving it, well, let's back up. The responsibility of the township would be to maintain the orderliness of it as we see it, as we see fit, and as we can afford it. Because actually what's happened is the funding mechanism for the cemetery has failed. So we've actually picked it up to take it over, which frankly, we could spend $0 on it. It's nothing that we have to spend money on, but we as a board have felt strongly about trying to maintain it to some degree. But it is township owned, and we feel we need to do something with it. But the funding mechanism that was in place, as I mentioned, the perpetual care, that has failed because of the way it was set up so many years ago. This is a cemetery that's, what, 80 or 100 years old?
The early 1800s is where we have some of our plots being sold.
So we're dealing with some of our past, you know, planning, and they're just, and we don't sell enough sites anymore. As Shelley's mentioned, we're about sold out, and there just isn't, you can't get enough revenue off of that. And that was the funding mechanism to support that between the perpetual care, which was $1 per site for lifetime care. We just don't sell enough to offset it.
So what you said to me is that even though it's should be and owned by the township, did you just tell me that if you don't have the funding, you don't have a responsibility to take care of it?
Yes, that's the way at least I feel at this point, because I'm not speaking for the board. It's my opinion that we don't have to. It's not like a fire and ambulance situation.
Okay. And then I have one more question. Why did it take so long to bring this forth?
Well, frankly, I'll take that. As we looked at our budget last year and some future planning, I could see that with the expenses going up and discussing with Mike and Shelley that we need to do something proactively, because we can continue on at this path, you know, with between $30,000 and $40,000 a year, and given the care that we can afford at this point, that's what we can do. But we've had a lot of phone calls that folks are not happy with what we're doing and how we're doing it. So what we're doing is we're asking the voters, if they want to improve upon the care that's being given, this is our vehicle that we believe we can do it with. So it's really a voter decision. We can keep on the way we're going, and that's what we intend to do if, again, this is my opinion, one board member, if this does not pass, we'll continue on. But we want everyone to understand that we don't have any more money to increase as the expenses increase. So I hate to say, some of our expenditures may not be made each year because we just can't afford to.
Okay, that's it for now.
And can I get your last name for the minutes?
Richie.
Thank you.
Any other?
And Dorrance, you should also know that is maintained by a subcontractual arrangement. Township people do not mow or maintain it. The cemetery is maintained through contractual arrangements, subcontractual arrangements.
Right.
It's not township personnel out there mowing the cemetery.
Well, that was my point of the question, is that if that would be an expenditure that maybe could be, if it's supposed to be maintained by the township, couldn't the township cut grass and trim the hedges, so to speak, you know what I mean? Which probably would be one more question. Is this an all or nothing proposal?
Well, when you do a millage, we had to come up with a plan and amount.
Right.
So
there's some parts of it that I'm all for, but other parts that I would know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Good question.
Bill Edwardson, I have a question. Has performance engineering done this before?
We've not worked through this level of a millage process before, but we've worked with Wilson Township recently to go through this process of reorganizing, mapping, getting their records, and kind of helping them get their cemetery back on track with how they can handle theirs. They're a little bit different. They have three properties with smaller ones, and
now on the top soil you're putting on, you're going to seed that too?
Yes.
Okay. And how much will that cost, let's say $100,000? What's the 6.6 mils going to cost, the average taxpayer?
Mike, per thousand?
For a house, it would be, if it's a taxable value in a house is $100,000, the tax increase would be $60.
A year?
A year.
Well, to me, I have three sites out there, and I go there two to three times a week to water. And I'm telling you, that cemetery is just as important as that harbor down there that we put a lot of money into. And I plan on being buried there and my children. And even though you don't live here, you certainly probably set the dollars for $100,000. I know it's going to be more for you if you live on the lake. But when you enjoy this area, pitch in. Pitch in. If your family was buried out there, you'd have a different attitude towards it.
Address the board.
And I do. And I have a lot of friends that are buried out there. And some days when I go out there and I see that their flowers aren't watered, I go over there and water them. I mean, this is just as important as that harbor is down there. And I'm telling you, if anybody votes against it, I don't understand it.
Thank you. Is there any other? Yes?
Well, where'd she come from?
I am Mary Beth Westcott. I'm a permanent resident. I have worked at the cemetery since about 1974, every Memorial Day. There is a group that goes up there. We had started out with maybe 300 flags for veterans. Now we go over 500. And over the period of years, the decay of our tombstones and our markers is just unreal. Of course, when that cemetery was originally plotted, everything was an 8 burial plot. And I think they were sold for somewhere like 25 cents a plot. Okay, over the years, these people have moved on. Their families have not come back here. Okay, I have a deed for my lot. I have a deed for my parents' lot. And all of these people have deeds for those lots. Okay, some of them are not full. But without family heirs, we can do nothing about reselling any of those plots. They still belong to the heirs. And trying to track down heirs currently, as mobile people are, it's almost impossible. But I really feel the millage is needed. Some of the stones when we put out the flags, we have to take the dirt and grass off the stones to even find out if we're putting the flag on the right grave. It's really bad. It's going to take quite a bit of money to bring that cemetery back up to somewhat of a much better condition. But there are many, many stones there and markers that need to be taken care of. I currently take care of 5 different lots up there. Water, trim if needed, water the next door, plot if the flowers look like they need. It's a community project to take care of the cemetery. And we're proud that we have it. It has a long history. It dates back before the Civil War. So, thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other comments or questions? Okay.
Maybe I'll just add one last thing.
Sure.
I forgot to touch on in the presentation. You know, one side benefit to this is if the millage went forward and this money's allocated to the cemetery, then this $500,000 you're going to spend on the cemetery, your general fund, stays in your general fund. So.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Correct. And really, it's not that any of us want to see the cemetery in the condition it is. It's what it's what we have to work with, because our funds just aren't that large, and we're working, as I said, with 0.96 tenths of a mil total. So in our township, this is a big piece of it. And we just know that unless there's a way, which I'm not familiar with, to raise our millage for the general fund, it isn't going to happen. So I mean, that's why we felt as a board strongly that we would address this early on before we ran into making more harder decisions and just ask the people. And we realize it's a financial decision for every household. I respect everybody's decision. I mean, it's one of those situations where it affects people differently. But as one gentleman said, you know, I've been here, I've got family up there, so it probably means a lot more to me than someone who's just, you know, moved in lately. So I think our board has supported this, and I guess we would just encourage folks to go up and visit the cemetery, you know, ask questions. That's why we're doing this. You know, we want to be transparent about the expenses. We don't believe that any of these expenses are over the top. I think we asked performance, and I think they've delivered a very bare bones project. You know, the one improvement that we are asking for is the irrigation, but I believe it's important if we're going to have any type of grass and plant life out there. Otherwise, it's just basically simple maintenance that needs to be done. We can continue on, there's no question, and just mow it. And that's certainly what we'll have to do if this doesn't pass, but I would just encourage everyone to take a look and ask questions. Does anyone else on the board have anything to say or questions? Dick?
Good. Aaron? I guess one point is the township doesn't have employees that are mowing. You know, we don't really have a staff of people. So I don't know if that was your question. Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood a little bit. You were wondering why we didn't.
Who cuts the grass? The village.
We have a contractor.
For the cemetery, sure. I thought your point was, could we add that to our existing?
Exactly.
We don't have an existing.
The village has a DPW, and we're being the township, we don't have a DPW.
Oh, I see.
So we contract with a private contractor to come in and do this service for us, because we don't have any employees that can do that. I think, what do we have totally, Shelley, one employee?
One full-time fire chief.
Yep.
So, I did have one question. If this was to pass, is there actually going to be someone that manages the cemetery, or will it be the clerk's job? I find that to be somewhat of a conflict of interest, but would you have a sexton, or will it just be whoever wants to handle things?
I would say to have a sexton would be wonderful, but I also don't understand why there'd be a conflict of interest to have us.
You have a lot of duties. I just thought with that kind of money and that kind of responsibility, wouldn't you want someone to handle it, in charge?
Well, the project itself would be managed by our engineering firm who's doing this. They would handle the contracting and the engineering and all of that stuff.
And they would be in charge for the 10 years that it lasts.
Yeah, they'd be in charge of that long-term project.
And that includes their payroll, obviously.
It would include what they do, but mostly that they would be contracting out to people to handle that, like the contractors, the landscapers, and people, you know, the company that would put in the irrigation and that kind of stuff, you know. So did you know that you would be in charge for
10 years?
Yeah.
I've cut a lot of grass in my day.
See? But, yeah, that's they're going to run the project. So and the money from there, and then, like I said, to have a sexton would be wonderful, and maybe hopefully we can work that into it. When I did do the ads for that, there wasn't anybody that came to apply for that job that I thought would care about the cemetery like we needed someone to.
Actually, I came and applied for that job.
Did I talk to you?
You told me it was already taken care of.
No. Well, nothing personal, but I did not find anybody that would care for that cemetery the way that we wanted someone out there to care for. What? We'll have to talk about this after that, because I don't know about that. I did want to say one more thing, too, not with that, but Dorrance and I, he did mention, we talked to a state representative who handles the Veterans Affairs and asked, is there any money out there, any grants, anything that we can look into and tap into to help this, because we have all of these veterans in our cemetery and we need help keeping it looking respectable for them. He and his staff was going to look into it, but they could not find anything that would be helpful. So we didn't mean to stop there. We're just changing gears on our millage, but any grants or money available to help with this, we're still searching for that. We're not going to stop and just assume we've got money from taxpayers, because if there's money that the state or the federal government can help us with, we'll be there applying for grants.
As we dig into this, we're not the only township that's confronted with the same problem. Most of the cemeteries that are older were set up very similar. It's a very common problem, at least in Michigan. Townships are struggling with their cemeteries just because of how old they are and the way they were started out and how it was the funding mechanism. So there's no fault. It's just that's the way it is, unfortunately. So this isn't the one anomaly. I think townships around us I've talked with are asking the same questions, and there's some townships kind of curious to see how this goes, because I think there's more of them that are looking to having to do something to maintain them. But is there any...
That is what our representatives told us, that you are not alone, that all of the municipalities that have cemeteries are running into this and don't have perpetual care funds that are usable to help them out with this.
Anyone else?
One thing I'd like to say.
Tom.
Oh, go ahead, Tom. All I wanted to say was, if you go to the cemetery and you're in the old section, please walk carefully. We have a problem with moles. That's part of the reason that some of these headstones are either cockeyed. I had a family out the other day that just were asking questions, and they said, looks like something hit this. And I said, no, if you look closer, there's a big hole down here, and they're all over these wonderful spots. So if you're walking, please be careful. Be aware of that. It's not always solid ground you're going to step on. Go ahead, Tom.
Tom Parity, 702 Chippewa, in Elk Rapids. I lost my first question. Is all of the Maple Grove Cemetery township property, or is there some of it village?
No, it's all township.
All township?
Yeah.
It's in the village,
yeah,
but it's a township cemetery. Do you know what I mean? Part of the township, or part of the cemetery, the first part is in the village.
That's what I thought.
Boundaries, but it's still owned by the township. It's a township cemetery.
My point was, would the village assist in maintaining that if they part of it was in the village?
I can't say no, but I've not got the warm fuzzy out of that yet.
I can say years ago that Maple Grove looked pretty bad for a long time, and I was one of the gripers that complained about it, and the township did step up, changed landscapers maybe, or mowers, I guess. That's made a big difference. It looks nice. It's mowed. It needs to be mowed. It's usually done by Memorial Day, I believe, since then. Township didn't have to do all that, I don't think. You guys, like you said, you're not responsible for that, but you're doing it. I'm not a fan of raising taxes. I pay a lot of property taxes too. And I think that they managed to save the damn beach without raising property taxes. Is that right?
I'm not sure on that one.
Maybe. Somebody that's better savvy with computers than I am could do a GoFundMe page or save the cemetery. You know, I don't know. A lot of people are good at raising money and generating dollars from the public for a cause like this. I mean, what better cause than putting up a cemetery? I don't know how all that works, but it's a thought. If somebody here is good at GoFundMe's or getting the word out there to have a pig roast and generate some money or something. I don't know how they do that. I think there's a lot of different ways that some money could be raised locally that raises taxes. But we'll see what the taxpayers say when it comes up. Thank you.
Thanks.
It's a good point, particularly the people that use the cemetery should be jumping right in there and do that. Rather than count on some of us other taxpayers that don't use the cemetery and do it. So,
maybe there will someday.
Some of us don't have the same beliefs that I actually need to be there. My soul will be gone as soon as I hit the ground. So, but that's my opinion. So that same way in the tax station. If you're using it and you're not paying enough now, to me that would be a reason.
How about the veterans that are in that cemetery? They died protecting their friends.
All right.
I think we've got the point. Is there anything further?
I've got a silly question.
Sure.
Does the irrigation system, is there a well? Is it village water? Or do you get it from the lake? I mean, this is silly.
That's a good question.
One of those.
Yeah, well, I thought it was multiple choice.
No, we've been.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people that live on Elk Lake
That's the option we're looking at, but we're just waiting to see how this goes, because as I thought, the well might be the way to go, but our engineers informed me the headstones are probably all turned copper colored, so lake water, I guess, is a much better solution. So that would be the avenue we would try to go after, yes.
Is that how it is now?
No, because we have no irrigation. We just have the spigots for water service, and that does come from the village. Anything else? Okay, I guess we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you for coming out, and thanks for the questions.
Would anybody like a packet?
I want
to. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What do you do about the cemetery?
Me?
I never see you over there, girl.
Me?
Yeah.
Who's there? Mr. Schultz. I practically, for the last 5 or 6 years, I have cleaned headstones. I have trimmed shrubbery branches. My grandsons and I spent one whole summer just finding. I found 12 headstones.